Hey, self-improver. A better world starts with a better you, and yes, you can. So let's take another step toward your best self today. There's one day where all of our best intentions live, where we feel deeply motivated to do all the things that we know are best for ourselves and our career. When we're more focused, organized, and dedicated to our goals. Do you know what that day is? Tomorrow. How easy is it going to sleep at night to say, tomorrow I'm gonna start that diet, get in the gym first thing in the morning, stop spending so much time on social media, be more present and caring with my loved ones? The reason it's so easy to delay doing things for later is because then it doesn't mean you need to do them now. Psychologically, planning to do things later postpones the pain, inconvenience, fear, and uncertainty of what happens when you do it. It's a mechanism to deflect discomfort away from your present reality. But we don't want to intentionally sabotage ourselves from taking the actions we know will create a better life. When we have good intentions, we wouldn't consciously choose to ignore them. But subconsciously, our mind finds ways to redirect our choices and convince us momentarily that we actually want something else. But just like 40 is the new 30, now is the new later. When we can pull the easy, inspiring energy of a future date into the present moment, we start to live up to being the person we want to be. It's no longer an intangible idea, but a proven reality. What's so powerful about this is how quickly we can string good choices together to build momentum. One positive action that leads to another, offsets the previous unconscious pattern and gives you more opportunity to make more conscious choices. The bias towards self-preservation weakens because you've pulled yourself away from the familiar unconscious script, making future action easier to do. Now is the new later. It's a fad, and everyone's doing it. And the best way to do it yourself is to take positive micro actions consistently that set the tone for all future decisions. I call these super habits. And if you're curious, there are 9 super habits that help you to live wildly productive days full of healthy choices that grow your self-confidence. If you want to learn about them, click the link in the description of this episode and learn how to make good, full days more common and easier than ever. I'm Brian Ford, and you grew today. Let's do it again tomorrow on Self-Improvement Daily.